about reopening. What if the farm bill comes through and says 0% THC? Mm-hmm. Well, now I've lost half of my business because of the THC and the, or the Delta 8 and Delta 9 mm-hmm. HHC customers. But also, now CBD can't have THC in it. I had a lady in today that said, my daughter has tried so many CBD products and it's the full spectrum that helps her, not an isolate. So for people to, for the farm bill to take THC out completely would, it's adverse to what the community wants and is using already, and that's so helpful for them.
Well, and people will just drive to Minnesota.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah. They go out of state.
Michigan.
We go out of state. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah.
We're giving all our money to Illinois, Michigan, and now
pretty
Minnesota.
Soon Minnesota, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, pretty soon August.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's going to be here like tomorrow.
Yeah. It will be.
Oh, man.
So I have a question.
Yep.
Is that okay?
You're fine, yeah.
So my admittedly very brief knowledge of this industry,
uh-huh.
Delta 9 is the one that's typically considered to be THC, marijuana.
Correct.
It's restricted.
Correct.
And it is under 25. Is that why you have Delta 9 candies, or how are those?
So hemp, when they took hemp out of the definition of marijuana,
mm-hmm.
I have to get up, the sun's on me.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. When they took hemp out of the definition of marijuana, they said hemp no longer is a Schedule 1 drug, right? Punk. So long as it contains under 0.3% of that THC stuff.
Okay.
So all hemp that's legal in my store is under 0.3%.
But that's per serving, correct?
Per serving.
So you have to look at the container and see.
Yeah. But it's by weight.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, manufacturers have figured out the math. Right, so now we can do batches and have an amount of THCA and THC that's here, so there's different cannabinoids and they can pump it up. So yes, you're getting cannabis in a hemp form that's legal, yet could still be recreational, in a sense, right?
Would that require someone
light.
To then take that's
the essence.
Okay.
So someone will eat two gummies, or all of the taffies and the caramels, they contain the THC, but there's a double amount of CBD in it. So it's CBD and THC. So CBD kind of tamps down THC a bit. So someone, yeah, they'll eat two taffies. They'll get around it. They'll buy two.
Most of the people that come in here end up becoming like mathematicians on their own, or they rely on experience to figure out what they need, since there's so many varieties and so many different legal definitions? And
well, there's only one definition federally. It's
0.3%.
Okay. State of Wisconsin, I believe, is 0.7, if I'm not mistaken, for hemp. So there really is no rule or different rules.
Okay.
Now, different companies and different manufacturers carry products, they have their lab tests, but even American Shaman has tested some of those tests and they're not legal. And so this is why I partnered with American Shaman, because I do know that they're third party tested, and I know they're also US Hemp Authority certified. So that hemp seal means a big deal, because like I was telling these gals earlier, not only are we third party tested by our other labs, in-house labs, a third-party lab, but the Hemp Authority also comes in, tests our products, tests our manufacturing and processing, our documentation. So it's our seed manufactured and in our stores. We are a seed-to-store company, and that's why I partnered with American Shaman, because I just didn't want to open any old CBD store like everybody else and sell whatever I can make a profit on. No, I'm here for my community and to make sure they're taking a safe product.
But as far as someone coming in here knowing what they should start with, or what they should try, or what they need, is that where you come in?
That's where I come in. So I'm a certified CBD consultant.
Okay.
American Shaman has American Shaman clinics in Missouri and doctors that have done training for us. So we have to pass courses, right, to learn about not only our product, our American Shaman product, but how it affects the body. Now, not medicinally, right? We're not doctors. So I ask you what's going on. You tell me. You talk more than I do. So you tell me what's going on. I have anxiety, my pain. I had an accident 10 years ago. I can't move my knee. Put this cream on. Whoa, I can move my knee. But it's a big consult. It's not, here, this is for you. Because everybody's body chemistry is different. CBD will work for you differently than it's going to work for her, as it's going to work for in our pet, right? Similarly, it will all work the same. Just gummy drops work better for you than caramels. It's the terpene makeup. It's the full spectrum. How much CBD, CBC, CBG, there's 120 cannabinoids that are in this plant. So the lab reports can tell us exactly what's in this product and why it's helping you. Some people will buy a tincture, but the strawberry helps them more than the watermelon. Why? It's because there's different terpenes. Different tastes and smell of plants that are in there to make the flavor and effect. So yeah, it can get quite deep, but we can play with these things. An American Shaman has a 30-day guarantee. So you don't have to spend $60 here and go, that doesn't work. Go to the next store, spend $60, that didn't work. You've spent $120 now where you could have shopped here at American Shaman. We'll match you with a product. If it's not working for you, bring it back. We'll exchange it out, try something else, maybe a different flavor, right? It's as simple as that. Now we've found a product that works for you. And so now you can keep coming back in. But you can, yeah, you can have an omega, you can have a gummy, you can take a bath in it, right? There's so many different ways and methods to take the product that we can help just about everybody. So, yeah, really love it. Capsules, water solubles. How about free samples for everybody? Seriously. Do you need to calm a little bit?